This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Redevelopment, Resettlement, and the Right to the City. There are more than 500,000 people living in Asunción, the capital and largest city in Paraguay, with 30% of the country's population located in the metro area. In meetings with Habitat, Paraguay, Banco Alimentos, and Oxfam Paraguay, we heard a lot about the challenges faced by lower-income families trying to meet their basic needs for jobs, food, and housing, all of which are being met by these groups in different ways. The Organizers Forum delegation spent a lot of time trying to understand one of the largest and most contentious of Asunción's current development issues, involving the estimated 100,000 people living sometimes in precarious situations because of flooding, mudslides, and inadequate housing along the lowlands running the whole length of the city along Rio Paraguay. The city has embarked on massive resettlement plans, as well as potential redevelopment of its waterfront in many areas, including near the Capitol buildings in the central area where there's talk of a new city center. In December 2017, the resettlement of 1,000 families in Barrio San Francisco in the northern part of the city was officially completed. The city had constructed the houses and public facilities and services, and the families had voluntarily relocated. In a special project, Habitat had contracted with the public utility to facilitate the resettlement as an intermediary there, and in another redevelopment project being undertaken in Chacarite Alto, a neighborhood on higher ground where housing needs to be secured against mudslides. Barrio San Francisco is 7 kilometers from where the families had lived on the floodplain, so Habitat acknowledged that there were transportation issues and more time and travel for families who'd walked to work. But we're now spending time and money moving from the outskirts of the city to the central district. Oxfam Paraguay was working with a coalition of community-based groups in the same areas. They told us of families that were moving back to the waterfront neighborhoods from Barrio San Francisco because of the work travel issues and higher cost of living there. Water and electricity had been essentially free through illegal connections along a river, but was legal with minimum payments required in the new development. The city is also developing another 4,000 units of housing in the southern part of the city for additional resettlement at a somewhat shorter distance. Many are joining a Right to the City movement, arguing that they've lived in these areas for generations and want the redevelopment plans to reflect their interest. These contentious issues of urban renewal, environmental hazards, precarious housing, and informal communities are certainly not new and are common in cities all over the world, but are especially fraught for lower-income families. Banco Alimentos, the food bank, serviced centers throughout these same areas. The groups were all respectful of each other's work, and when talking about the government's plans, everyone seemed to be trying to touch the elephant with the rest of the blind. But there was little question that tens of thousands of families faced displacement, no matter the rationales and justifications, with little power to determine their futures, all of which is a prescription for conflict and confusion. We wish them all well, but feared the worst. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.